Sacramento's monthly reading series, Stories on Stage, returns for its third year Friday at the Sacramento Poetry Center at 25th and R in Midtown. The series features short fiction by established and emerging writers from the Sacramento region and has received a number of awards during its first 2 years. Joining us for this Friday's two featured authors, Renee Thompson and Jody Angel. Welcome.
Thank you.
And also here is the founder of the series, Valerie Fioravanti. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Valerie, let's start with you. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, I'm a fan of short fiction and a series from my native New York called Selected Shorts, where short fiction is read by actors. Mm-hmm. When I first came here, I realized that there were both some great writers and some great performers in the area. So I decided to, do an homage to my favorite reading series from New York.
And the series, we should say, is we have the two authors here who are going to be reading, but tomorrow night, other people are going to be reading them.
There are going to be two performers performing Renee and Jody's works. Renee's work will be performed by Jeff Webster, and Jody's story will be performed by our casting director, who's in charge of our fabulous performances each month, Victoria Goldblatt.
Okay. And this is going to be launching a series for the whole rest of the year?
Yes. We run from January through October, November. We're always the final Friday of the month at the Sacramento Poetry Center. However, we have sort of outgrown our space, so we're currently looking for a new space if anyone out there wants to host us.
Oh, that's a nice problem to have. Let's hear the readings first. Let's start with Jody Angel. She's published several collections of short stories, has won a Los Angeles Times Book Review Award, also a special mention for the Pushcart Award in 2007. Lots and lots of props for you. What are you going to read for us?
I'm actually going to read something from my new collection that is currently coming out through Tin House. This is a short story called Demise.
Okay. Jody Angel.
Me and Elbow Richie took the corner from Monroe to Jefferson in an easy 45, and Elbow went deep with his right foot, and the C6 dropped the engine to a tight whine as the back end slipped out from under us, and we fishtailed onto the other side of the street until Elbow led it back to our side with a relaxed left hand, and we spit pavement under 15-inch radial slicks. Elbow was just showing off, and I knew it, but his birthday had been 2 weeks ago, and he had every right to brag since his father bought him a 71 Mach 1 and I was driving Schwinn. He had pulled up to my house the night of his birthday behind the wheel of too much car and not enough brakes, and we had barely been home since. If there were things about Elbow that I wouldn't trust, his driving wasn't one of them. And I almost told him that had my mouth open and was forming the words over the top of Black Sabbath doing Fairies Wear Boots when we hit the cat and I jerked my head out my open window to watch it spin and rebound into the curb, and Elbow pulled the cigarette from the corner of his mouth, exhaled, squinted toward me, said something about paint job, and the Mustang went 60-0 in a long burn of Goodyear rubber. It was March, and the weather had turned bleak.
It's Jody Angel reading her from a short story of hers. And tomorrow night at the Poetry Center, somebody else is going to be, I can't remember the name.
Victoria Goldblatt, our casting director.
Okay.
Our casting director.
Is going to be reading your stories.
Okay. Yes, she's actually going to be reading a different story than this one. But.
Okay. What's it like for you reading the story? I mean, do you do it very often, or would you prefer to hear somebody else read it?
I'd prefer somebody else.
Why?
I'd rather have Tatum O'Neill read my stories for me.
But failing Tatum O'Neill. Let's make a call. What is it about hearing somebody else
I like to hear somebody else's interpretation of the character and voice. Mm-hmm. I think it's also an advantage when you're the author and you read your own story. You can actually make an average story sound good.
of your own.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because you know where to pause, where to pace. So listening to somebody else, it's always interesting to hear the choices that they make.
Okay. We're talking about Stories on Stage, which launches its third season tomorrow night. And we also have with us Renee Thompson, who is also a writer from Northern California. And she writes about wildlife, her love of birds, and the people who inhabit the American West. And she has her second novel, just came out last month, I guess, huh?
Correct. It's been about 6 weeks.
The Plume Hunter.
Right.
And are you? What are you going to read for us?
I'm going to read actually an excerpt from Chapter 3. I'll just set it up briefly for you. Finn McFadden is Plume's dark hero, and he's the plume hunter, and his best friend Aiden Elliott is the bird's protector. So the men have a falling out over their differences, compelling Aiden to return to Portland and sending Finn to the marshes of Lower Klamath in Oregon to hook up with the men who can teach him the pluming trade.
So what's the overall story, though? What's the just...
The gist of the story is that these are men who shot birds at the turn of the 19th century to collect and sell feathers for women's hats.
Oh, okay.
And it also touches on the formation of the Audubon Society.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll read you about a paragraph.
This is Renee Thompson.
Southeastern Oregon was a peculiar land. Gone were the fir canopies of Portland's forests, the clouds of pewter and purple. This was a place of sagebrush and greasewood, of rim rocks and sharp stony edges. Here the sky gleamed white as heaven, and the lakes resembled oceans. Lower Klamath, a body of water that straddled Oregon and California, looked a great deal like Malheur, with its bulrushes and knotted channels. The country was similar, too. The edge of beyond, the middle of nowhere, although Klamath was prettier. Junipers dotted the countryside, and hills traversed the horizon. A man had the ability to breathe in this basin, to fill his lungs with something more meaningful than simple satisfaction. Finn hadn't the talent that Aiden had to put it properly into words. All he knew was that he was in the midst of it all, thrilling to the fall migration.
That's Renee Thompson reading from her new novel, The Plume Hunter. Renee, do you, sort of the same question, but when you're writing, do you think in terms of it being read out loud, or is it pretty much something that you picture somebody reading and sitting quietly and it all happening in their head?
Well, you know, I've heard mixed advice, actually. Some writers believe you should never read your work out loud, and I'll get a page or two in, and then I'll read it, and kind of, because voice is really important to me. So
mm-hmm.
if it doesn't sound right to me, I know it's not going to sound right to the reader. And you want your writing to have a certain musicality, and I think it's important to read it out loud to determine whether you've achieved that or not.
I'm just trying to picture authors who are on book tours who don't like to read their work out loud. How does that even work?
Well, I think I assume most people sort of enjoy reading their own work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never met a writer who didn't like to read their own work. And some do it better than others, but I think Valerie has a thought on that, maybe.
Yeah.
I have definitely met authors who do not enjoy reading their own work. I just want to point out, part of the joy for me as the literary series organizer is the diversity of voices that we see even in this booth today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In what way?
You know, Jody's sort of young, gritty,
peeling out
adolescent boys,
mm-hmm.
And Renee's sort of love of nature and you know the historic perspective.
Right. And we're talking about the series Stories on Stage, which starts tomorrow night at 25th and R. Who else do you have lined up for the rest of the year?
Peter Orner is coming. Peter Orner is coming next month. I have some great names, but I don't know which months they're coming. So until I officially schedule them, I'm going to keep quiet about it.
Okay.
Until I've officially determined the schedule. We're going to do a speculative fiction night. We're negotiating with a literary magazine to have a guest night with them. So we do lots of special programs. We try to represent. We have a young novelist from Sacramento who's going to debut. He's going to do Christian Kiefer. He's going to read from his novel in July.
Terrific. Very talented guy. All right. Well, Jody Angel, Renee Thompson, and Valerie Fioravanti are doing Stories on Stage tomorrow night. Good luck with the show.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Coming up, Grammy-nominated classical guitarist Richard Savino. We'll be right back.